What's up, everybody? This is Daniel from the Tether Radio Podcast, bringing you this week's frag. In this little sample of episode 110 of the Tether Radio Podcast, Allie talks about a man in Europe whose penis fell off after a serious blood infection. Using the miracle of modern medicine, doctors were able to construct a new one. The only catch is, it's on his forearm. That's correct, on his forearm. The issue at present is moving it from his forearm to where it belongs. So, without further ado, check it out.
I can't believe you didn't see this story this week, and I'm so happy you didn't. A father whose penis dropped off due to a blood infection became the first man to have a new one built on his arm, but delays mean it has been stuck there for 4 years. I wish you guys could see Daniel's face. His jaw just dropped onto the floor.
Wait.
Do you have questions?
Wait. He had a... Okay. Yeah.
So, I got some details. Here we go.
Please.
Also, there's pictures. Malcolm McDonald underwent a 50,000 pound NHS funded procedure to have the appendage attached to his arm after a long-term perineum infection caused his penis to turn black and fall off in 2014.
Okay, real quick tangent.
Broken Daniel.
I just how does one?
I can't imagine you have questions about this. It's pretty straightforward.
It's cut and dry, dude. Where does this occur?
Like where in the world or where?
Yes.
Oh, because it's his arm.
Where is this penis growing?
I think it's in London. Yeah, it was.
Okay, so it's not like third world.
No, it's.
So this is my main question.
Yeah? You have more than one question?
Yes, I have a few. How does one allow an infection to go that long that it's like...
That your dick turns black and falls off?
There have to be indications that it's getting not better.
Because I feel like that doesn't happen in a day, right?
No.
Like you don't just like your perineum infection is pretty bad.
No.
And then... Your dick turns black and falls off in the afternoon? No.
Dong dropping is definitely a 2 to 4 week thing. No, just kidding.
Falls off?
Yeah, I mean, so
wait,
it's clear.
Wait. Maybe that's how the other dude had one in his freezer. Someone else's just fell off and he kept it.
Oh my god.
Finders keepers, dude.
What if there's like a secret epidemic of perineum infections?
And then dicks fall off. It's raining dicks, y'all, watch out.
Oh, it's raining dicks.
I gotta reach out to that defense lawyer, dude. I got a new defense for him.
What if it's like a new kink for like scissoring and to like contact perineums?
I gotta go. Here, my notes are here if you want to finish the story. I gotta go.
The podcast is canceled. Fuck this.
Ooh, buddy. So he became a recluse and turned to alcohol after losing his manhood. Listen, shut the fuck up about calling your dick your manhood. Yeah. Anyway, he has found hope after pioneering surgery meant he could have a Jimmy, as he has nicknamed it, attached to his arm. It's like the middle of his forearm. Like, it's...
I think the... There's photos?
Uh-huh. They're blurred because it's a dick.
Hope you guys enjoyed that little sample of episode 110 of the Tether Radio Podcast. Full episodes are released every Wednesday. We are asking all of our listeners to take a second out of their day and drop a rating or review on whatever platform you consume the Tether Radio Podcast, because that is supremely helpful for us. We also wanted to let everybody know about the Tether Radio newsletter. Allie kills it every week. She curates and just puts together a really fun little newsletter that also has all of our show notes. You can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our pinned tweet. We have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. always a great conversation and memes and name games and all sorts of stuff going on in there, so be sure to check that out. We also have the recently spun up Read with Tether Book Club on Facebook. We are currently slated for August 20th at 8 p.m. to talk about the book Recursion by Blake Crouch. It's a fantastic novel that was the recent recipient of the best science fiction from Goodreads for 2019. So yeah, definitely check that one out. So yeah, don't miss out and be sure to subscribe. It's the only way to make sure you stay tethered.